Welcome to This Week in Illinois History. I'm Clint Cargow. March 17, 1937, Illinois Attorney General John E. Cassidy outlawed all pinball machines. He called them pernicious and dangerous to the public welfare. City officials protested, noting substantial licensing and tax revenue from pinball establishments. The case went to the state Supreme Court, who ruled in 1942 that certain types of pinball machines could be classified as, quote, mechanical gambling devices, which had been outlawed in Illinois since 1895. Because not all machines were illegal, different cities created a confusing hodgepodge of local ordinances. Chicago, however, had already banned the machines outright. Coin-operated pinball machines became popular in the 1930s, with most of the industry centered in Chicago. Because these early models did not have flippers, players were at the mercy of the machine's mechanical design, and that's why law enforcement considered them subject to the 1895 ban on mechanical gambling devices. And in some instances, they were used for gambling. Establishments offered prizes, even cash, based on the game's outcome. Guests could cast bets like they were standing around a roulette wheel. Gambling aside, many churches and schools also believed pinball machines encouraged frivolity, immorality, and juvenile delinquency. The introduction of manually controlled flippers in the 1970s caused states to reclassify the machines as games of skill rather than chance. Chicago overturned its ban in 1977, but even into the 1980s, a Chicago alderman described pinball establishments as nests for gangs and drugs and tried to restrict pinball to adults only. I'm Clint Cargow, and that's This Week in Illinois History.